Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes and I'm Zoya Springwala. Today's Monday, the 29th of April, and here are the top 10 things to know before the market opens. The BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50 are expected to resume trading on a positive note, given the signals from the GIFT Nifty trends, which currently show that the index is trading over 60 points higher at around 22,650 levels, which indicates a good start for the local equity markets. On Friday, the Nifty and Sensex snapped a 5-day gaining streak driven by weak global cues. After opening in the green, the benchmarks bared their early gains to settle in the red. The sectoral indices closed mixed, with the banking and financial indices clocking losses, but the consumer durables and media indices gained the most. The broader markets outperformed the front lines. The fall was on expected lines, as per analysts, as both the benchmarks had rallied for 5 straight sessions and profit-taking was due. The correction is also attributed to global factors after the Japanese yen fell to a new 34-year low and disappointing US GDP data pushed its 10-year Treasury benchmark yields to over 4.7%. This also reduced hopes of an interest rate cut from the US Fed in the medium term. Therefore, a fresh uptick in crude prices, along with reduced expectations of a rate cut, pushed the equity markets downwards. Meanwhile, FPIs were net sellers for the month of April and on Friday, while DIIs were buyers during the same period. Going forward, D Street will focus on macro trends, inflation, and the global situation, including geopolitical concerns. Investors will also closely monitor the earnings outcomes for further cues. Analysts expect that all of the action on D Street now will be stock-specific as earnings season accelerates. Volatility across sectors is likely and will further add to traders' woes. Some experts suggested limiting positions and waiting for clarity. The key support for Nifty levels is placed around 22,300, while 22,625 is the key resistance level. Turning towards stocks that will be buzzing in trade today, Maruti Suzuki's Q4 earnings missed estimates. Profit surged 48% year-on-year to 3,878 crore on operating numbers and other income. ATC Telecom Infrastructure exited Vodafone Idea completely by selling shares worth around 2,000 crore. Citigroup bought shares worth around 600 crore. HCL Tech's Q4 earnings also came in below estimates. Profit fell 8.4% on a sequential basis to around 4,000 crore rupees on weak operating numbers. ICICI Bank's Q4 earnings beat estimates as profit jumped 17% year-on-year to 10,700 crore. The Department of Public Enterprises granted IREDA the Navratna status. Shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they have performed. US stocks closed higher on Friday, buoyed by a rally in mega-cap growth stocks following robust quarterly results from technology heavyweights such as Alphabet and Microsoft, in addition to moderate inflation data. On Friday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.4%, the S&P 500 gained around 1%, and the tech-heavy Nasdaq Composite jumped more than 2% in trade. In early Asian trading on Monday, oil prices slipped, which reversed gains from Friday, as US inflation data further dimmed the prospects of an interest rate cut from the US Fed and boosted the dollar, which in turn hurts the oil demand. The US dollar traded around 106 levels, while the 10-year US Treasury yield was around 4.67%. Looking at Asia-Pacific markets, the Asian indices traded on a positive note. Japan's Nikkei 225 and South Korea's KOSPI both recorded gains of 0.8%, while Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index traded 0.5% higher. In the Voice of the Day segment today, we have Avdhut Bakkar, a derivatives and technical analyst at Stockbox, sharing his outlook on the markets. Let's have a listen.
The broader outlook for the Nifty 50 index continues to remain bullish as the key index is determinedly holding crucial support of the moving averages. While the index breached 50 DMA place at 22,160 few sessions ago, it succeeded to hold 100 DMA set at 21,700 level. Thus, until these moving averages continues to bolster the up move, trend is likely to strike a new all-time high in the May series. Bank Nifty also hold 100 DMA support place at 47,000 mark and a strong rebound lately has further triggered bullishness in the banking stock. Similarly, Fin Nifty, which seems to be ahead of Bank Nifty as it is merely 1%, rather less than 1% away from hitting a new high as compared to Bank Nifty, which is over 1.25% away. Rollover data also suggests bullishness as positive rollover have been noticed from May series. Among stocks, MCX, Exide Industry, Voltas, Glenmark Pharmaceuticals have witnessed long buildup and overall bias also favors long in trade. PCR stands at 0.75, standing stall on bull side. The India VIX has hit fresh this year lows recently, indicating that the negative sentiment to observe tug of war.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you for listening and have a great trading day ahead. We will catch you tomorrow at the same time.